It's the Gadget Grill for March 29th, 2009, on the special Formula One Braun GP. Hey, they won special.
Yes, Braun. First up, effort. They've only been around for 3 weeks as a team, and they picked up first and second in the Formula One Grand Prix in Melbourne. Congratulations, Ross. Well done.
Does that mean Richard Branson can pick a winner?
I guess so, yeah.
Richard Branson are supporting Braun.
That's their Virgin Grand Prix and they won.
They won on their... That means they're a good Virgin to bet with. Is that what you're saying?
I did not say... Did you say to bet with or to bed with?
I don't know. You tell me. which sounds more offensive?
No comment.
Okay.
No comment was my response. Good evening. I am Gary Stark. You are in the Gadget Grill and sitting across the other side of the desk from me is Lee Stark. How are you, Lee?
Good. Considering I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, yes, considering.
I'm pretty good, yeah. I'm relaxed, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing as good as a guy like me can be.
Under the circumstances.
Under the circumstances. You know what I'm getting sick and tired of? Spam.
Oh, yes.
And that's what we're talking tonight. We're talking about egg and bacon and spam. Well, mostly the spam. We're not really talking about egg and bacon.
No, not egg and bacon and nothing to do with Kraft.
No. We're not going to offend Kraft. We're going to offend spam. All these people with names I can't read. It's affecting Twitter. It's affecting Gmail. It's affecting your mail. It's affecting your phone. Tonight we're talking about spam. And mostly, actually, for the most part, it's not going to be a talk. It'll probably end up as a rant with one of us yelling at each other and throwing a chair by the end of it. My chair is already ready to be picked up and thrown in your general vicinity.
I am all for a rant. You know that.
Yeah, I know. You're always ranting.
Yes. So what else we got on tonight?
We got some news. You know, there's a helicopter news item this week.
A helicopter?
A helicopter news
item. A whirlybird news item.
Yeah, okay, sure.
You've never heard that term.
No, never heard it. shows your age, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
It does. And we have some really cool music. We're actually playing Australian music for a chance, for a time.
Well, some Australian music.
We've got two Australian songs, one's independent.
Yes. I don't know that the first and the last songs that I'm looking at here on the list
Australian. No, they don't class as Australian. The one in the middle doesn't, but the two on the outside, whatever they're called, they definitely class
yes,
as Australian.
If we get to them.
We're definitely going to get to at least tune. One of them.
Yeah, we'll get to one of them.
So,
so anything else we're discussing today, or haven't you figured?
No, we haven't worked it out yet. Okay. I'm working on the possibility of talking about a little computer that's sitting beside me, if we get around to it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you want to talk about that piece of...
Actually, no, I'd prefer to talk about the Toshiba as well. That Toshiba...
We'll talk about the Toshiba, which was an amazing, breathtaking piece of... And we're going to talk about the Nikons.
That's right, because this week is the 50th anniversary of something that we'll tell you about in our news items.
Okay, we shall do that. But before we do that, why don't we play a little bit of music?
Let's play some Mel Torme with Coming Home, Baby. It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. My name is Lee Stark.
What is my name?
I think your name's Gary Stark.
That's near enough.
Sometimes I wonder if I need to disown you just so you can get your name back. I'll just mention it during those times. I'd never disown you, to be honest, Dad.
Not in private, anyway. Not in public.
If you like what you're hearing, you can head to www.gadgetgrill.com.au to find out all the stuff we're talking about, as well as past shows and check out videos of things. And
you will also find the name of a good doctor.
Really?
Well, if you like what you're hearing...
What do you want about this time?
I have no idea at all.
I really don't even understand that joke.
Okay.
God.
Okay. You want to start talking? You got some news items there?
I do. I'll start with a video game piece of news. This week in Australia, it'll actually be launched on April 2, so it's not a giant practical joke from Nintendo. They're launching the new DSi. This is, I don't know, it's Nintendo cashing in on the eye thing. I've got really no idea on that. But the new Nintendo DS, which is smaller, and so far, you know, the DS is probably their biggest selling console in the world. Touchscreen on one, regular screen up there. Really cool technology. Really good for those memory games and those brain testing games.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, you know. This new one has a slightly faster processor, supports SD cards, so I'm sure it'll be hacked much more quickly. It still supports Wi-Fi, has more memory inside of it. It's being launched here on April 2, I think. I think it's about I think it's $300, to be honest.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad, considering what it is. It's either $300 or $400. I'm not quite sure, to be honest.
Even at $400.
Yeah.
That's probably not too bad.
I think, hold on, I've got the price here. No, I don't. It's okay. Actually, I've got US $169, which means it'll be here for $299.
It'll be
$7,000. It'll be here for $299. It's thinner. It's got 2.3 megapixel cameras, one on the front and one in the middle, so you can use it to take pictures of people. Apparently, they've made this whole video thing a lot cooler and easier to use. They're going to let you download games and stuff. So, you know.
Wonderful.
We'll be trying to get one in so we can review it.
On the subject of downloads, and because it's such a wonderful night of sports and so on.
Oh, of course.
Visitors to the MCG now have free wireless internet access thanks to a deal secured with Internode. So anyone who goes to the SCG, if you want to the MCG, if you want to go there to watch a football game, if you're going there for a conference or whatever, you have free Wi-Fi access. Anyone else who wants to have free Wi-Fi access, fly down to Melbourne, just sit out, camp outside the MCG, and you'll have free Wi-Fi. Somehow, I don't think that's a good economic prospect. However, it's something.
All right, I got one that you don't expect. The world's biggest helicopter and the world's first flying hotel are now the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's not the thing you normally expect. Okay, so this is a 42-meter long, 14-meter high helicopter that actually serves as a 5-star hotel, and it has things like spa and
how
yoga.
How big is it?
It's 42 metres long, it's 14 metres high.
42 metres, that's half a football
field. It's a military aircraft that's been converted, and I'll show you the picture in a minute so you can see. It's got a
hold it up to the microphone so everyone can see.
It weighs, at takeoff, 105,850 kilograms, according to this, and it can cruise at 237 kilometres an hour, which, I don't know if that's really that fast, to be honest.
Well, what other hotel can fly
at that.
Well, what other hotel can fly you to your airport?
True. Very good point. Very good point. And the first flight's taking place on June 26th. There's no price on it yet, but if you want to find out about it, you can head to
I shudder at the thought of what the what the tariff is going to be.
If you want to find out more about it, head to, I'm not kidding about this, hotelicopter.com.
Hotelicopter.
You do your thing. I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
a new free tool from Hewlett Packard tests flash app layer. Oh my god, that's ugly. That looks worse than I do.
Not the HP thing. We're talking about the hotelicopter.
Yes. A new free tool from Hewlett Packard tests flash applications for a variety of security vulnerabilities. Now, given how popular flash is on websites and so on. I think it's pretty good that you can actually get a tool that examines the flash and tells you if there's a problem with the flash applet that your computer is about to download and infect your computer system with.
To be honest, it's especially useful, and given that I've actually done a lot of work so far with flash technology, it's especially useful because Flash 10 is really buggy.
There's a surprise.
Like, if you go to flash websites and your Firefox... Excuse me, if your Firefox crashes, it's probably Flash 10, to be honest. I'm really sick and tired of Firefox, to be honest, doing this, but this is what it is. I've got my Apple news for the week. I've always got Apple news every
week. You have indeed.
I'm the Apple guy, I think, in Sydney.
Yes, yeah. Go on.
The Apple news this week is Apple have released some interesting patents on ideas for biometric security.
Of course they have.
Yeah, because they have ideas on everything. Two of these ideas include integrating biometric sensors built directly into the touchscreens of, say, things like their touchpads on their laptops, which are giant glass panels, and the slide-to-unlock system on the iPhone. So as you put your finger on the slide-to-unlock, it scans your finger for the right fingerprint, and then lets you in based off that.
That's interesting technology.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
And on the touchpad, the idea is that... Now, they're also saying, you know, possibly including it on the home row keys, on the F and J keys, so that when you put your fingers on those, it automatically scans your finger as you try and log into your computer.
And if it's not you, it amputates them, right?
That's right. If it's not you, it cuts them off with a giant Apple thing, and then leaves little Apple singes into the stumps that you have.
Okay, moving from Apple to Microsoft... You want to have $250,000 US?
Yeah, sure. You give. Wait, can I get it now? Can I put it into my account now? I need it now.
I know. US software giant Microsoft has placed a bounty of $250,000 on the heads of those responsible for the Cornflicker worm.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A task force assembled by Microsoft has been working to stamp out the worm. You'd think they'd just squish on it, wouldn't you?
Don't.
Referred to as corn ficker or down add up, which is becoming harder to exterminate, but not expected to wreak havoc. It is programmed to modify itself on this coming Wednesday to become harder to stop, according to trend micro threat researcher Paul Ferguson, who is part of the corn ficker task force. The worm is a self-replicating program, and it takes advantages of networks or computers that have not kept up to date with security patches for Windows RPC server service. So keep all your...
Keep everything up to date.
Keep everything up to date on your computer.
How are we doing with ACMA this week, by the way? I mean, are we allowed to talk about ACMA on here?
Funny you should ask.
Okay.
The government's planned trial of ISP-side internet filtering has suffered a severe setback, with IINet backing right out of it because of confused, amongst other things, constant changes in policy and confused explanations of the purpose of the trial and revelations regarding the supposed blacklist. Michael Malone, who's the CEO of IINet, said the company only ever agreed to participate in order to demonstrate that the policy was fundamentally flawed, a waste of taxpayers' money, and would not work. Michael Malone, you are correct.
But they're in an interesting situation of their own, IINet, aren't they, with the whole
the downloading
thing.
Oh, yes.
They're in some interesting bit of hot water themselves, because they're not winning this argument in court.
No.
You know, I mean, I don't agree, personally, that companies should... You know, go after all of these.
No,
the method that they're trying to use for distributing their media is wrong. They need to understand that the web's here to stay. It's not really going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But IINet are in a really weird position. Here they are. They've pulled out of that, and yet they're being sued by. It's a really weird place to be, isn't it?
I know.
Well, you got something else there?
I've got one more thing.
That's good, because I don't have much else.
Okay, because this one is beautiful. There's a guy who works for Microsoft, and he went and got married recently.
Nice for him.
And this guy, he works for Microsoft as a security expert. This guy's supposed to be a security expert.
Okay, of course.
And he had some photos taken at his wedding of himself and his wife that were perhaps slightly on the more personal side of things.
Okay.
And he posted them to Facebook, and these were supposed to be... put on Facebook to be shared only with friends on Facebook and never intended to become public.
Okay.
So you know what happened, of course, don't you?
No.
They're only intended to be private and never intended to be...
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah. Course,
yeah.
Okay, the best part about this story, though, is they went to Maui for their honeymoon, and they had the special photos taken there. The photos were taken by Tad Craig Photography. But the best part about this is the guy's name.
Okay.
And I'll let you read out the guy's name, because you won't believe it when I tell you.
Where is it here? Oh, wow, really? Am I allowed to say that?
Oh,
know.
That's his name.
His
yes,
name is, you, his name is Dick Hard.
Yes,
there's a T on the end of that.
Dick Hard.
Oh God, I do have one extra piece of news actually, and this is one for because science fiction inexplicably goes with technology. There is no way around them.
That makes sense.
It does. You know, science fiction does go with technology. So, Star Trek, the new J.J. Abrams movie, which is based off the old Star Trek sort of story with Captain Kirk, and it's got a completely new cast and everything else.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, it's got the world premiere in Australia. The world premiere is taking place in Sydney on April 7th, but the actual premiere that everyone else can go see, you know, the opening start, is May 8th.
The day before my birthday.
Day before your birthday, yeah. So, Star Trek fans who geeks everywhere, the four or five listeners we've got listening to this who are inexplicably geeky.
May the force
geeky,
be with you.
No, that's the wrong... Live long and prosper or something.
That'll do.
Can we play some music now?
Come on, little birdie. Jazz. It's not for everybody. It's better than that. Whether your taste is trad, blues, straight ahead, hard bop, bebop, New Orleans funk, or Afro-Cuban, we play it for you. Every weekday, 11 till 1. Here on Radio 2 RDJ FM 88.1 or on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, also available at www.radio2rdj.com.
And it's free.
And it's free. Yes, it is. It is free. And if you call now, you'll just get the radio stream and nothing else. But if you visit www.gadgetgrill.com today,
we have operators waiting to take your call
card. That's a lie.
We don't have your credit card number.
We don't have operators waiting, so it's completely lie. I'm blocking you with my spam thing right now.
Okay.
Gone. Okay?
Right.
Gone. But we do have a discount online pharmacy ready to... Tonight we're talking about spam. In case you can't tell, we're excited to talk about a field that's just...
This is so much fun.
Seriously think the spam section in my Gmail exists and should just be renamed to comedy. At the drop of a hat, I can go in there and laugh at the bunch of idiots who are emailing me these ridiculous new possibility to satisfy her dreams immediately. I usually call that drinking, to be honest, not something that it's trying to advertise me. She should be advertising me alcohol.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to be nice.
Instead, you can start.
Okay. Well, let's start off by discussing what spam actually is and where it comes from.
That's irritating.
Let's do the latter part first. It comes from people who are stupid. They are greedy and they are stupid.
It comes from people who are trying to make a buck off of the people on the web who
off the gullible.
Off the gullible. Yeah.
People who are stupid trying to make money off the gullible.
It is what it is. It's the old Barnum Bailey thing.
There's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah, and on the web, doubly so.
Yeah, P.T. Barnum.
It's on the web, doubly so, because everyone wants to get rich quickly. Everyone wants to have better health.
Want to be a celebrity.
Oh, yeah, and it's so easy to you know, if it's coming from a place.
No. Now it's easy to control the size of your manhood.
I don't have manhood, do I?
I
don't even know what manhood is.
I don't know. Basically, people buy mailing lists, email lists, which are just lists of email addresses. The email addresses may or may not exist, and they send you email that is trying to sell you something or trying to scam you for something, and it is probably something that A, doesn't exist, B, you don't want, and C, if you respond to it, will only involve you getting more spam. Because, that email address works. Let's keep sending that email address.
Are you telling me I won't get the Viagra I ordered?
I'm telling you that you won't get the Viagra.
Are you telling me my manhood won't increase?
I'm not telling you
that.
Are
you telling me that I won't be able to go back to that time where I could wear short skirts? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, that was a beautiful one. That's one that I received today. What's the subject line on that one, Lee?
Do you want to turn back the times where you could wear short skirts? I like how it comes from...
But you don't remember the times when I used to wear short skirts,
I don't really
do
want to think of the times where you did wear short skirts. I think it might get into some legal grey area. I like how it's from... Kafixatitsadiz at exitiz. I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing with spam is it's stuff that you don't want, that you don't want to know about, and you're best off to just kill, delete, get rid of altogether. Do not respond to spam email. Do not collect $200.
The rule is basically if you see an email and you don't know who it's from, it's probably spam.
That's right, and especially if it says Rolex at unbelievable prices.
Or the best online pharmacy. I like this one where it told me I can get bigger manhood, and it said, this is your penis size, and then put an 8, 2 hyphens, and an O.
So it was a quarter of an inch long.
No, it's about 2 millimeters. That's more insulting than anything else, to be honest.
Yeah. Of course, it's when they send that one to your girlfriend that you start to worry, and your girlfriend... gets one suggesting that she increases her penis size, or you know the ones that I get telling me that I need to have a breast enlargement.
You do need to have a breast enlargement. I think you would attract so many women. You would get a better time slot on the radio station if you got breast enlargement.
Okay, well this is one that is interesting because it says lose weight without special efforts and hunger.
Okay, how do you do that? Acai berry, is that one there?
No, this is an interesting one. Become drilling automat for girls.
Oh, wow.
Always be ready.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, no matter what you do, you will always know the right time. That must be a...
I think the sad thing about these is that we're receiving more and more of these things because people are actually responding to them and trying to actually follow these things. Some people make money out of spam. That doesn't mean you will.
That's right.
It means that anyone who's listening to this, if you receive spam, do not respond. It will never work. It will never work in your favor.
Well, some of them do get me worried because this one that I've got here says, take control of your life again and beat nicotine. I don't smoke. Well, I do cigars.
They don't have nicotine. Do they have nicotine in them?
They don't have the same.
You should
problem.
Have that e-cigarette, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm
You should have the e-cigarette.
The e-cigarette will take care of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen spam on an e-cigarette yet, strangely.
No. Discover the reliable source of cheap and quality drugs. Would that be the... No, I won't say that.
The other way you can tell, and a lot of people still can't tell spam when it hits them in the face, is that they have to use certain tactics to get around words that are blocked in spam filters. So they'll use hyphens to spell things like Viagra. V, hyphen, I, hyphen,
Or A. they'll use numbers.
Or they'll use numbers online.
V, hyphen, one, hyphen.
And, yeah, at sign, Viagra, spelled very weird. So it's always something to be aware of, but short of me, you can continue talking about your...
Well, I've got a couple more here that are interesting. Now, bear in mind...
You just said spam is interesting.
Oh, these are quite fun, you see, because you've got to bear in mind the current global financial crisis.
Mm.
Who is the person that you're probably least likely to trust? Even CEOs consult us. No, I don't think that's a good recommendation. Get what you want. Get what you paid for with Canadian. Why would I want to go to a Canadian?
I just got one right there.
Pharmacy.
It just said Ann Wilson New. I think it's pornographic spam. To be honest,
you're free 800%.
While you're reading off things, are there ways to combat spam?
The best way is to not go online. If you don't go online, you won't get any spam.
I mean, the easiest way, if you're using a client like, if you're using an email service like Hotmail or Gmail, a lot of the times their spam filters are beginning to work to the point where
the Gmail one is very good.
It's been missing a few marks lately, and you have to keep telling it where the spam is. But spam's been increasing lately. It's even happening on Twitter.
Yeah, I got one today. Twitter.
And Twitter is combating it very quickly. That's certainly great for Twitter. Should we move into a song?
I think we've got the Deer Hunter.
We have the Deer Hunter with Smiling Swine, the remix.
Oh, woke alone, put on my coat and for the door. Down the stairs and made it to the second floor.
At 8.1 Radio 2RDJ, this is the Gadget Grill with Lee and Gary Stark, and today we're throwing a party.
Yeah, we are. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Not to me.
No, not to you and not to me, but to Nikon's F mount.
Yeah, Nikon's famed mount that they've been using on their cameras since the Nikon F1959. Can you believe it's been that long? And they haven't replaced it yet.
Well, what is amazing is that pretty well all the other camera manufacturers have had to change their mounts over time. Canon have changed it a couple of times. Pentax have gone.
Canon's one's really strange.
Yeah. But Nikon have been able to... They were able to take their original design 50 years ago, and the actual cameras and all the technology has changed in that time. And the Nikon F mount is now 50 years old, and it is still with us, and still works. And we've got cameras that are 40 years old at home, and we've got lenses that are 40 years old, and we can use those 40 year old lenses on the brand new cameras, and we can use the brand new lenses on the 40 year old cameras, which says something about the design integrity.
Can't with G series though.
No, we can't. Yeah, no.
G series is a little bit weird.
No, but it says something about the basic design integrity of the Nikon F mount 50 years ago. Happy birthday to you, Nikon F mount. And while we're talking Nikon, we have a couple of Nikon cameras that we've been playing with over the last couple of weeks.
We do. Start with yours, please.
Okay, the Nikon S.
We're doing different ones, and we're actually going to put videos of these on the website later on.
We are indeed. The Nikon S710. It is a high-end Coolpix, which is the sort of camera that you might get for your mum or for yourself, and it is a high-end camera. It's around about $700 mark, 14.5 megapixel, 28mm to 101mm is the focal length range.
That's pretty long.
That is a reasonable range, four times range, basically. Zoom range, 28, 56, about four times zoom range, which means you can take things, bring them up close, or you can take things far away, sort of if you want to do landscapes. It's got VR, which is vibration reduction, which means it's sort of an anti-shake mechanism. So that's pretty good. It's a very, very solid, very stocky little camera that will fit into your pocket and you can carry around.
What are your thoughts so far? Because I found that the screen was kind of weird. Every time I'd use the screen, I was getting really weird.
The screen is a good screen. The basic screen is a good screen. It looks to be the same sort of screen that we have in the D300. But the imaging that we're seeing on the screen seems to be very low quality and very grainy. The actual speed of the camera, the performance of the camera, is quite good and the images are quite sharp, provided you don't go into the high ISO range, which is really a bit of a non-feature to me. The way they've implemented the high ISO range reminds me of
digital zoom. Well, as far as what they're doing on the D3X, mind you, they're saying that once you hit 6400 and 12,800, the image resolution cuts from 12 megapixels, is it? Or 14, did you say?
This is 14 and a half.
Yeah, it cuts from 14 megapixel to 3 megapixels. So basically they're saying we're only going to take the center of the image.
Yeah.
And that's not the right way to do it. I mean, why offer those features if you
don't? The feature is
It's pointless.
It's pointless. It's there for marketing reasons, and that is the wrong reason. What have you got?
I have the S220. I'm having trouble loading the specs. I don't have the information on hand. The internet connection in the grill is not doing so well right now.
Somebody's cooked the internet.
I think we're flooding it with spam, to be honest, ever since we talked about it. The S220 is a thinner camera. It's the sort that you might buy, for a girlfriend, for a family friend. It's goes up to, I think it was ISO 2000, but I never actually pushed it that far. You can't, for the most part, because you only get really access to the auto features.
Right.
And it feels good in the hand.
It's a very elegant and small camera.
It's incredibly small, actually. It's not as thin as a lot of the other cameras out there are, but I found the picture quality was pretty good. Like, I wasn't getting bad shots. I was annoyed that I couldn't get a lot of control. But I guess for that sort of money, like it's $200.
$230.
Yeah,
it's
small,
it's
and it works.
It's pocket money, throwaway, and it's a good camera that you can have to take anywhere and use when
that's
you want
it. To me personally, I don't really find the Nikon's making as some of the best point and shoots out there. They're good at them. I personally prefer Panasonic. That's what I've always found that I've liked.
Okay, yep.
But this isn't a bad camera. I was pleasantly surprised.
It's better than some of the other Nikons
that
we've seen.
It's a lot better than
Both of these, in fact, are a lot better than some of the other.
It seemed very durable, to be honest.
They both feel very solid, which you can't say about some of the other brands.
A lot of the other Canons I've tried in the past, and that's it. I love some of the Canon cameras out there. Speaking of Canon cameras, this week the Canon rocked the Nikon D90, which was currently owning the high definition SLR stuff, because it came out because Nikon D90 had video and a first SLR with video.
$1,500 with a DSLR video.
That's about to get it. Yeah, well, it's a lot better than the $5,000. Well, it's not a lot better, but it's a lot easier to afford.
It's a lot easier to afford
than the Canon 5DS Mark II. However, this week Canon announced the 500D, which has a 15.1 megapixel and a 1080p video recording thing, just like the Canon 5D Mark II.
That's going to be an interesting camera for us to play with in the not too distant future.
12,800 ISO sensitivity, which is
hopefully that's going to be better than the higher ISO on the 5D II as well.
The 5D Mark II wasn't bad.
It at the very high end of the extremities, it wasn't good.
Yeah, this is from what we can tell. This is based off the 50D sensor for the most part. So it's still got a bit to go. Anyway, we've got some Australian music next. This is an independent track. I'm actually doing some research now. This is Drawn from Bees with Long Tooth Setting Sun.
Long tooth setting sun tonight. Got a long tooth setting sun tonight. Got a long tooth setting sun tonight. Got a long tooth setting sun tonight.
.1 Radio 2 RDJ. This is the Gadget Grill. My name is Lee Stark, and over there, operating controls and almost humming to the music, I wish you wouldn't do that, is Gary Stark, my co-host and dad.
I am the one pushing the buttons.
And I'm the one with...
So when something goes wrong, blame me.
Fine, and I'm the one with the laptops. And right now, we're going to talk quickly about a laptop we had the pleasure of playing with the other week.
Oh, didn't we?
Toshiba
R6. What a nice piece of design this machine
was. The R600. It's a new Toshiba... Well, it's not that new. It's a fairly new Toshiba laptop. Very thin, sort of like... It's like the MacBook Air of PCs.
MacBook Air is the MacBook Air.
It does. It has an optical drive, a DVD burner, and it's thin, and it's made of magnesium, which, if you know your Apple technology, most Apples are made of aluminium, and this causes a lot of the frames to bend and create and warp.
Are you saying my Apple is bent?
I'm saying you're bent, at least the user's bent.
Right.
In any case, this thing's made out of magnesium, which doesn't do that, and it, of course, it's lighter. It's more durable than aluminium. It's so fast, wasn't it?
Oh, it was just a very, very nice machine. So, and the impressive thing about this for me, it's just...
It runs Windows Vista well.
Well, yeah, but that's not impressive to me. Well, that is,
that's pretty impressive.
But what was impressive is that this is one of the nicest pieces of industrial design that I have ever come across in my life.
You know what I found? That to me, this was Toshiba coming back to its foray. You know, the whole... We are really good at making equipment. This wasn't crap. This was really good. And you don't say that a lot about computers these days. You just say, this is the same shelled out crap we see every day. This wasn't. This was really impressive.
Very, very nice
design. I would certainly say that if you're in the market for an executive computer, which is definitely what this is, you would want to look at this because this is such an... I would switch from Mac OS back to Windows for that. I so would.
Yeah, especially if you could load Windows 7 on it.
It would run really well,
It would run Windows 7 very, very nicely. We weren't able to...
try that.
...to give that a go. No,
I'd like to one day, huh?
Well, speak to our good friends at Toshiba and see if we can get one that we can... the new build of Windows 7 comes out in another week.
It came with an XP downgrade CD as well, which is kind of cool.
Actually an XP upgrade.
Yeah, right. So what are we talking about next week?
Next week, what are we talking about? We're going to talk about security on your system. Passwords. What is a secure password? How do you make a secure password?
Well, you know, it doesn't start with God. I'm really sick and tired of people using God as their password because it doesn't work. Seriously.
No.
I mean, in most places you can't have less than 6 characters, so they do God 123. We'll automatically tell you as a sneak preview for next week, God 123 is not a secure password.
What's the name of your dog?
Yeah, exactly, and everyone knows
that. What's the name of your daughter, your son? What's their birthday?
They're not actually a secure password if other people know them.
That's right.
And we'll talk about some of the ways to secure yourself. We'll even try to get someone on the show to tell us what they are, because a lot of people don't know, and a lot of people still have really insecure passwords that are not helping them protect their data. And these days, data is the one thing, and it gives me constantly, you can't replace.
You may think your computer's expensive, but the most important and the most expensive thing on your computer is not the computer itself. It is the data that is contained on there.
And just like
we'll talk about backing up as well, I think.
And just like spam, people are always looking to steal your information.
Yes, they are. Such nice people out there. Isn't the world a wonderful place?
Hey, you got a Viagra email. You want to order some?
Oh, let me order some.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you can transmit your data at the same time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, is that it?
That's about it.
How much time we got left? How many seconds?
Oh, we got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. 30 seconds to fill with garbage.
30 seconds to fill with garbage and say goodbye to our listener. We can say hello to a listener in Canada who is listening right now, and we have a listener in China who is listening.
Lose your weight with... I was going to try to fill it up with spam, but I don't really have any more. I've got Lose Your Weight with Pleasure, Maria25, Search for Your Boyfriend, Get Hot in the Wild. I don't really have anything else for you.
Okay, well, you can get hot and bothered with Mr. Richardson after we should finish the Gadget Grill tonight.
You can. Coming up next is Dave Brubeck, one of the best versions of Take 5 you'll ever hear. It's actually on the Park Avenue South, recorded live at a Starbucks.
And we'll be back on the Gadget Grill next Sunday night at 9 o'clock. I'm Gary Stark.
I'm Lee Stark. Don't get caught by any April Fool's Day jokes this week. Have a good one.